Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm being told the video has been released. I've not seen it yet.
Of what?
No. Okay. There's video out there of you running to first base, or what we call running. But it's not out there yet. The slow pitch softball that you call hardball, that is out.
Listen,
there.
It's a kind of pitch.
And
it's
that
a weapon.
Is a ball four.
No, it was not.
And then your catcher, I just noticed this.
Yes.
The catcher starts high stepping.
That's my guy, Brad.
What?
Brad's a good dude. He was very excited. Well, because what happened earlier in the at bat.
That's so offensive.
I called a strikeout. I was ahead of the count and I said, "You're about to strike out." And everyone's like, "Oh, well, we called a strikeout." So yeah. Brad, as my catcher, was very excited that we delivered because it's a we. We're a team, pitcher, catcher, we're a family. That we backed up the promise. So he's very excited.
Good night, strike three. And then he starts high-stepping
out
of there.
Brad was pumped.
I just want to say, I guess there's a story going around now that I'm just becoming aware of, that earlier today, Paul O'Neill was scheduled to be on with Tiki and Tierney to promote a new book he has out, I guess?
Yes.
And prior to the interview, people representing Paul told Tiki and Tierney that he refused to answer any questions about the Donaldson-Anderson situation from the weekend, which, oh, by the way, is the biggest story in sports right now.
It's the biggest story in sports, and even though the Yankees are facing some adversity, it's the biggest story around the Yankees.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
So, to their credit, Tiki and Tierney said, "No, we're not putting you on to promote your book. And we're not doing the interview."
Good for them.
Because we can't have rules to an interview. Because once you start agreeing to that, then you become kind of clownish.
Right, especially on a story that is the biggest story, a story that they've talked about a lot. You can't have Paul O'Neill and not talk about it. It's a great job by them.
So, and rightfully I wonder, like, Paul O'Neill, it's so simple, by the way.
That's not on. Do you think that's on Paul, though?
Yeah.
You think that ever got to him?
Because why would the book publisher give a rat's ass if Paul talks about it? They just want him promoting the book.
I just figured the handlers around him would be the ones to say that.
Listen, having written a book and gone on a book tour,
right?
You make your own decisions what you want to do.
Right.
That's it.
All right, so it's on Paul.
It's on Paul O'Neill 100%.
Bad job by Paul. That is the biggest story around the Yankees right now. And now it won't be tomorrow, but in this moment, today, it still is a significant story.
Well,
good job by them.
Yeah, it's a very good job by them. And what's Paul O'Neill afraid of?
Like, nothing.
Well, hey, Paul, your thoughts on the Donaldson situation? Well, listen, I've read what you guys have read. You know, having played for 20 years, I can tell you that not everyone always gets along, whether inside your dugout and other teams. And I subscribe it to that.
Oh, what if he has a strong... What if... let me throw this at you. What if he has a strong opinion that may not go over well if he gave it? And so says, you know what? I want to avoid talking about it. I don't want to lie. I don't want to BS my way through it. So I'd rather just skip it entirely. That's possible
now,
too, right?
Now, if you tell me, I'll give you an interesting one.
Yeah.
Paul O'Neill famously is amongst the unvaccinated.
Right.
That's why he's been doing games when he does do games on Yes from his home in Ohio. Okay? He's right. Not knocking that part of it. But if he said to the guys, listen, I just don't want to talk about COVID or the vaccine. Like, I've been out there. Everyone knows I'm not vaccinated. Beyond that, I don't want to talk about my stance on vaccinations.
Right.
You can acknowledge that he's not vaccinated. That one, I can see having a little bit more wiggle room.
Let me just push back on this a little bit.
Yeah.
Depends on the timing. Today, 100%. If that interview is occurring right around the controversy,
no, then you have to.
Then you have to.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? I've done this for 30 years. Evan's done it for, 20 plus years. I've never agreed to rules in an interview. And there have been times in the past where we have said, I'm sure you guys have said at some point in your career, I can't do the interview with rules.
There's one that really I'll ask you a question. You know me, and I've talked about this recently.
Yeah.
Who's one guy I really want to interview just to ask him specific questions?
Michael Jordan.
No, it's Roger Clemens.
Oh, yeah, Roger Clemens.
We had Roger Clemens booked, and they said, but he won't talk about steroids.
Yeah, but
and I said, that's not happening.
Yeah, but you know, in retrospect,
because
you know what you should have
done. Because the bat throwing is related to steroids. Go ahead,
Mark. In retrospect, you know what you should have did.
Just said yes and then lied about it?
Ask him anyway.
Yeah.
Put him in that uncomfortable spot.
Probably should have done that.
I understand in the moment you being honest.
I was
saying,
honest, yeah.
Yeah, but in retrospect, yeah, whatever you guys want. And then as soon as he's on, bang.
So why don't they do that with Paul O'Neill? Would that not be okay?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You could do that.
That's a decision they could have made, I suppose.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that,
But
though.
They went the honest route. And you, listen, I tell my kids this, having lived my life inappropriately prior, you can never go wrong being honest.
Yeah.
It can never bite you in the ass being honest and truthful.
So yeah, you also have to go in knowing the consequences. And I remember actually thinking back to that Roger Clemens thing. One of the discussions we had is...
Was he still playing at the time?
No, it was after his career. But we would piss off the people that were supplying us Roger Clemens, which could cause us to maybe not be able to interview blah, blah, blah down the road. But yeah, it was a precondition. And I remember saying, we can't do it. We're not putting this guy on and not talking about that.
I can now officially tell you why Josh Donaldson is not playing tonight. He has COVID.
There you go.
Okay. So... He has COVID. He's out with COVID. It has nothing at all to do with the Anderson situation.
So the Yankees now have, you want to call it a spread, whatever you want to call it, they've got three everyday players on the COVID IL.
They're a super spreader team right now.
Is that what you would call that?
Yes.
Three guys are super spreaders?
Who else has it in the organization?
Well, I don't know. I don't think any coaches have it. I'm not sure about behind the scenes guys, but yeah. Three guys now have it. Regulars. Joey Gallo, Kyle Higashioka, Josh Donaldson. Now
let me ask you a question. If Donaldson accidentally gave it to somebody on the White Sox
during
the yelling and screaming match, does that make him a racist?
What if Grandal walks away with it now?
I mean, I don't want to joke about COVID because you know that how ugly it is for a lot of people. But, he's like Gallo and Higgy had it first.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So how could you expect it not to spread?
Now, here's the other...
At some level.
Here's the other update. DJ is fine. It's a planned off day, according to Aaron.
Well, how about you unplan the off day based on the fact that you have other guys that can't play, right?
You would think.
You would think.
You would think.
And you just lost back to back.
You know what? You would think.
I'm
as open to these off days as anybody else, really.
Big Mac.
As far as Yankee fans go.
Big Mac.
This is ridiculous. Half the team's missing.
Big Mac.
Yes.
I got to do this.
You've said it six times.
Because I got to respond to you. I'm usually all for just play guys, okay?
Yeah.
And this is a skeleton lineup. He played a doubleheader last night.
Yeah.
And coming up this week,
yes,
we're going to find out how good your team is.
I understand.
Because you have a four-game series against your tormentors.
Yes.
I mean, those are the facts. Against the team you've had a tough time with, named the Tampa Bay Rays. I can't cry and bitch and moan about an off day on a Monday night with your ace on the mound when in 4 days, those are the games you got to play you got to win.
Right now, the state of the lineup, you could DH DJ LeMahieu. There's enough ways to manipulate this lineup to keep him in there. And I'm not bitching and complaining. It's fine. I'm not really that upset about
knowing
it.
That
but you can figure out a way to keep DJ
LeMahieu. You lost Donaldson. Granted, he's batting 240, whatever it is.
And you just lost two in a row.
But you just got swept in a doubleheader. You have to beat the Orioles because that's a team have to beat.
Craig.
I can't you say to DJ, hey, remember the off day we had planned for you? Listen. You're not getting it.
In general,
we are paying you $15 million this year.
It's not about the money because it's a Boone thing.
It's always about the money.
No, but it's a Boone Cashman thing. DJ's not asking for an off day. Look, they are playing, and normally I'd say just play, just play, just play. Come on. Cal Ripken played every day. They're in a stretch in which they're playing 10 games in 9 days. DJ just played three games in 27 hours. Starting on Thursday, let's all admit, big series. Fair to say?
Yeah, there's no doubt it's a big series.
Big series. Okay, we acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Against the Rays in Tampa. Really going to cry about a Monday night against the Orioles? Go win anyway. You got Garrett Cole on the mound. I mean, Jesus.
You know, what this game reeks of?
The question was proposed, and I said, you would think. That's it.
Listen.
Okay. No one's crying.
We all know what this game reeks of. You know it, and I know it. This game reeks of 2-1 loss.
No.
That's what it reeks of.
DJ was in the lineup yesterday. They scored one run in 18 innings.
I know. That's why this game right now, the offense is in one of those weird lulls. You want to give credit to the White Sox pitching staff, I guess. Go ahead. But this game reeks of Gerrit Cole doing his job. He'll give you 6 or 7 innings, 2-run ball, home run in the first. So we're chasing from Jump Street. And then where's the offense coming from?
Because of this lineup looking as pathetic as it is, this actually reeks of them putting up 9 against the Orioles.
I don't think so.
Can't you see that? IKF goes 3 for 5. Sure. Marwin Gonzalez,
I suppose,
gets
I could
hits.
See that too, but I don't know. Yeah, I agree. Here's why. You know what yesterday did? Yesterday brought every irrational Yankee fan fear right up to the forefront.
No, I totally
get
that.
That's all it did.
And look,
one run, 18 innings.
And most of the time, I'm with you guys on, we're getting nuts with these off days. I'm just saying, look at where they are in the schedule with the doubleheader yesterday, with a series against Tampa in Tampa coming up, a 4-game series. If you're ever going to give a guy an off day, it would be during this series, leading up to a series in which no one's going to want anybody off for those 4 games against Tampa. Yeah. Those are the games you circle. They haven't played them at all yet this season.
Well, I'll tell you what, it makes tonight's game, it's kind of weird, right? Yeah. Like, it's going to be guess the Yankee.
Well, I guess there is a little bit of an update on the Donaldson situation. Aaron Boone said he has not yet tested positive for COVID. He called in with symptoms, and because they already had other guys on going through this, they just put him on the IL. I guess you're subject to come off it whenever. But right now, he hasn't even tested positive.
Well, can you correct me if I'm wrong? I thought the same was the case for Joey Gallo.
Yeah, Joey Gallo was negative. I'm not sure about Kyle Gashioka. I know Joey Gallo tested negative.
Yeah, they're just being
a close contact thing, or just overreacting to symptoms, maybe?
Symptoms.
Yeah.
It's like around here. If you had symptoms tomorrow, you're not coming in as much as you want to come to work every day.
Yeah, so if you're non-positive with cold symptoms, you don't come into work, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because Al Dukes did.
I knew that was coming.
I'm just saying, he did. He didn't have COVID, but he was sick as a dog. Came in and infected everybody.
That's true.
Then Boomer's missing time. So, you know, other random people are missing time.
So Josh Donaldson has more respect for his coworkers than Al Dukes.
I'm just saying, one might say
better
that.
Better guy, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't want to broadcast from the same stage he's broadcasting from at DJ's in Belmar, because he still sounds sick.
Craig, I have a serious question for you.
Yeah.
Because you have a great work ethic. I think I have a great work ethic. If you woke up tomorrow with a sore throat, are you coming into work?
Yes.
Excuse me?
What happened?
Excuse me?
Who said what?
If you woke up tomorrow with a little sniffles and a sore throat, are you coming in tomorrow?
May I add something other than yes or no?
Yeah.
Please? I would get tested right away.
Okay, you test negative.
Sitting right here.
Joey Gallo isn't.
Joey Gallo must be positive.
No, but I also think, and this is for all workspaces, we're in like this different world. Like, yes, I've come to work with the flu.
Yeah.
And looking back on it, I shouldn't
you
have.
You shouldn't have.
It wasn't with
and
you,
and it's disrespectful that you did.
But you just said you'd come in with a sore throat.
You just said sore throat. I might just have a sore throat. Sour diesel does that to you. But if I have fever, I stay home.
You have different rules for others than you have yourself.
That is not true at
you
all.
You do.
No. You said sore throat.
If you were feeling sick tomorrow,
I'd stay home.
You would stay home.
Out of respect to my colleagues
and
coworkers.
Would you admit that you're feeling sick, though? See, that's the thing.
Listen.
Very tricky.
I have to say this. In light of the disgusting virus that COVID is and was, I think you have to be a selfish son of a bitch if you're feeling under the weather and go to work and potentially infect people
I agree.
You work with.
I agree.
And I'm sure there are people in this very building who have hidden the fact that they don't feel well. I'm sure it's happened.
Right.
But I would never do that.
But here's the problem.
I just think it's wrong.
But Craig, here's the problem you run into.
You've done it.
And I have not. But years ago I have, but not recently. Uh-huh. Here's the problem you run into, and I run into the same problem.
Yeah.
We have it in our mind, because you and I have taken very few sick days in our lives. I'm not just talking about this show in general.
Yeah.
You did, because I filled in for you twice when you had laryngitis.
The only time in my career I've taken a sick
day. Well, I filled in for you.
And I've not taken one since you and I started
the show. I have taken very few sick days as well.
A year and a half ago.
I have taken very few sick days as well.
I have a lot of sick days coming, though.
But there's this thing in your mind that you got to go to work no matter what. The Cal Ripken syndrome.
It's very difficult to flip that switch. Everything you just said is right on. It's selfish to come to work if you're sick. You're right. But a lot of us still have that little thing in our brain that tells us, you go to work.
That's how I was raised.
Right. That's you how you were raised.
You go to work.
Now, let me ask you again.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, you're not feeling well.
I stay home. But I do the show from home.
I don't.
Because I have the ability to do that.
Yeah, we all do. But I don't believe it.
Evan, pre-COVID, I'd probably come to work. Post-COVID, and this is just my own personal take on it, I think it's entirely selfish and uncaring of you.
I agree.
To potentially infect other people.
I agree.
Much like, you know, I don't really travel by plane these days all that often, but I'm sure there are people that get on planes all the time who are sick and don't care.
Yeah.
Yep. You're like one of them.
Me?
Yeah.
What have I done that?
I'm just saying I can see you being like,
I haven't done that.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
Oh, we got an Aroldis Chapman update too. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Good.
He had an MRI on his Achilles last night. And it was
negative.
It was clean.
Yeah, because he doesn't have an Achilles problem.
But
I told you that when we started the show.
But they're treating it as tendonitis. This is according to Lindsay Adler, who does a fine job covering the Yankees for The Athletic, which I do pay for. And he may or may not go on the IL. So the IL is in play for Aroldis Chapman.
We call that the DeGrom.
Oh, you son of a...
That's all that is.
I don't like that.
The Yankees are DeGromming Chapman.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because now you're provoking me.
I can be provoking all you want. Let's call the DeGrom.
When did Jacob DeGrom struggle?
Last year.
He never struggled. He had a 108 ERA. Keep going.
No.
Forget about struggle.
No.
This is about...
put him on the DL.
Stop it.
Nothing wrong on his film.
Don't start with me. Aroldis Chapman, you started talking about his Achilles. Why? Why has this been brought up?
What's his ERA have?
Exactly. He's struggling.
What's his ERA?
It's like 3.7 or whatever it is.
Oh, it is.
The point is, it was brought up because he's struggling, correct?
How many saves has he
Craig,
blown?
That's not the point.
How many saves has he blown?
Zero.
So he's not struggling.
You've been the one saying he's been struggling
for weeks.
He's been
terrible.
Okay. So Aroldis Chapman is struggling. We bring up the Achilles. He may go on the IL.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask.
Call it a DeGrom.
When did Jake struggle?
It's not about struggling.
When did Jake struggle?
Let me define.
Answer the question.
If I may.
When did Jacob DeGrom struggle where the Mets had to create an injury to put him on the IL?
If I may.
He never struggled.
If I may.
Ever.
You're trying to just come up with your own definition.
Well,
here's the deal. The definition of being a DeGrom is a clean MRI that causes you problems. That's the DeGrom. Nothing to see on the MRI. But can't play.
It's not a DeGrom because
got DeGrom today.
Okay, if you want to call that a DeGrom, I'll hand that to you.
Okay.
We move that to the
now
side.
Now you can go ahead.
When you suck and you struggle, and then we create an injury, what do we call that? Do we call that the Gerrit Cole's hamstring?
We call that the Kevin McReynolds. Because I think the whole thing's crazy. I agree with you.
So Chapman may or may not go on the IL. That's where it stands right
now.
But
not because his Achilles is a problem, because it's not.
He says they're treating it as tendonitis.
All right, whatever.
That's how they're viewing it.
But doesn't an MRI show tendonitis?
Craig, I'll make this simple, and I think you'd agree with me. Just put him on the IL. He's not good right now.
By the way,
let him rest. Use Clay Holmes as your closer. Hope that Jonathan Loaisiga figures it out and try to get by without him.
I just ordered the perfect drink at Dunkin' Donuts. Goes great with my popcorn.
What is it?
I don't know. I got to figure out the name of it.
You just know it's perfect.
I just told Vincent, get me a cold drink with a lot of caramel in it.
Right.
So he got me a large ice caramel craze signature latte. This is home run right here.
Nice. I'm glad you're happy.
Well, I had an issue at lunch today.
What?
I went against my own judgment. And I thought I was beyond that in life now. As I've told you guys before, you never order raw fish on a Monday. Ever.
Have you told us that?
Yeah.
When was that
discussion?
It's
the cardinal rule of eating. 101.
May you explain further?
Never eat sushi.
Why?
On a Monday.
Why is that?
Because they haven't gotten a new delivery in yet of their fish.
So it's old.
So it's old fish.
When do they usually get a delivery?
Monday.
Oh, so you're saying it's like a week
you're
old?
You're eating Sunday's raw fish. You can't do that.
So by that, you would order your raw fish on Tuesdays?
You can start ordering sushi on Tuesdays. So Big Mac turned me on to this poke bowl phase, which I've for like 3 months now. I get a poke bowl 4 days a week.
Correct.
I never get it on a Monday.
All right, let's clarify.
Good.
What happened was an order mistakenly was sent to Craig of a poke bowl.
Yeah, but Big Mac was like, ooh, poke bowl.
And Big Mac and all of us suggested.
I also pronounced it correctly. I got you saying it right. Poke.
Not poke. Poke bowl.
It's not a pokey.
And Craig didn't want to eat it because, well, it wasn't sent to me.
It was someone else's food.
And he was provoked for hours at a time.
I don't eat other people's food.
But eventually he gave in and ate someone else's food.
Well, once Grubhub confirmed they redid the other gentleman's order and sent it to him, then I felt like, okay, now I can eat this food.
So he ate the food, and I had to leave the room because he was so much enjoying the poke bowl, it sounded like it was a sexual experience.
So I ordered one today. I forgot it was Monday. That's on me. I blame myself. I don't blame anybody else. It wasn't good. Unedible.
Really?
Yeah.
So it tasted as if it was old.
I knew it was bad. Like, I'm going to have a problem later today as it goes through my, you know, the intestines and stuff.
Yeah, we can.
So now for lunch, I'm eating popcorn and caramel iced latte.
Should settle things.
That should make things better, right?
It sounds perfect.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway. A little caramel corn right on top of the bed.
Popcorn is good any time of day, any day of the week. Can never go wrong with popcorn.
Yeah, but isn't it a far cry from the garden popcorn that your palate has become accustomed to?
Yes, the garden popcorn is like eating the finest meats of the world, the finest seafoods of the world, the finest blanks of the world.
You know what you need to do? You need to find a way to get in the building tomorrow night to see Rangers game 4, not because you want to see them even the series.
Find a way. Just not call because my main man up.
Call
JD.
Up your guy.
JD, I need a ticket for tomorrow night's game.
Not because,
not to watch it.
Not because you want to see Max Domi really get a hit.
I don't.
Because you need that garden popcorn.
Yeah.
You should do it.
Yeah.
You should do it.
If I leave here early enough, I can get it 50% off. Because that's not just for Billy Joel. For every event at the garden.
When do they keep that deal until?
I think it's whenever they open the doors. I think it's if you're in the building in the first 30 minutes, you get half off sodas, water, and popcorn.
That's a great deal.
It's a great deal.
That's tremendous.
Because listen, it's the best popcorn in the world, but it is like $8.50. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's expensive.
So you get popcorn for $4.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Problem is, it's an early face-off tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Oh, it's a 7 o'clock.
They're sticking
so I
with
can't
the
get
7 o'clock
there.
Stars. Yeah. Sorry
but
about that.
Even better, I could just go to JD's suite. And eat filet.
Is that what you call him?
Yeah. I could do that. You know what's crazy? I turned on a movie the other day. Horrendous movie. Turns out it was produced by Weinstein.
Oh.
Horrendous guy.
Oh, yeah.
All right? And I didn't realize, pardon me as I eat this popcorn, I didn't realize that he put an ode to JD in the movie.
Did he?
Yep. So the movie starts. There's a gal listening to the radio. The DJ on the radio
says... Oh, don't tell me. He's playing JD in the straight shot?
Yep.
Oh, come on.
How about that?
Are you serious?
And I picked up on it because I know his band.
And
yeah.
You know that James...
And they're a really good band.
And James Dolan made a song about...
Yes.
Weinstein,
about,
I think.
About the Me Too movement, I think. And
is
Weinstein,
that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm watching this movie. Not a great movie. And it opens up. That's another one from JD and the Street Shots. 5:15 here in Beluga.
Wow.
Yeah.
What movie was it?
Yeah, I'm curious now.
It was that lousy movie I thought was a rom-com that wasn't with Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts.
Wow.
Ewan McGregor.
He got that reference in that movie? Whatever that was called.
It starts off. That's how the movie starts.
JD and the Straight Shots.
How many people? I'm like, that's my guy.
How many people picked up on that reference?
I'm the only one because no one saw the movie. Yeah. But that was his little ode to his guy.
Wow.
So there you go.
Never knew
anyway,
that.
I just thought I'd share that. Rain, tomorrow night, the garden's going to be lit, too. I know you're going to hate it. Game 4, down 2-1.
Must win.
Now you got a little angst against former Ranger Ty Domi's son. Oh, baby. Yeah.
I know.
He scored more playoff goals than his dad scored career goals.
Every game is a must win. I get it. The way Carolina's played at home, I understand that sensibility. They have been a different team in their own building.
Oh, yeah. But I can't wait for tomorrow night, baby.
I think sometimes the term must win is thrown out just a little
bit
too much.
I agree. Because what games? Oh, you could lose this one.
Right. Look, the Rangers, I mean, could they come back from 3-1 down? I think I just saw that.
By
now,
way,
this is a different team, different situation, but come on now.
Only because I'm loyal to you did I say no. I got invited to something today. I got invited to speak at an event tonight that's happening in Long Island.
Okay.
And it's being attended. It's a 20-person event. Very small. It's kind of like a business connector kind of event. Like people from, you know, the entertainment world, the sports world, your business world, getting together to kind of like, nice to meet you kind of thing.
Right.
And I was asked to speak at it.
Okay. So where is the favorite of me in this?
I said no.
Why?
A, because of the show. B, because someone at the event, someone you hate.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Someone I hate.
With a passion.
With a passion?
Yes. Huh. Yes. With a passion of a thousand suns.
I mean, there's a lot of options.
Baseball related.
Roger Clemens?
No. I would have said yes to that.
Chipper Jones?
You get it on the next guess.
Chase Utley?
Bang. Yep. Your guy's in town, Evan.
Ugh.
Chase Utley's in town for 2 days. It's a two-day event.
Ugh.
Look at you. His whole demeanor changed.
No, believe it or not, as much as I dislike Chase Utley.
You hate Chase Utley.
Yeah, but there, I think
I'm slotting at the second base, cleats up.
Yeah, I think if I made a Mount Rushmore of baseball people I hate.
He's not on it?
No, I think he makes it, but I think he barely makes it.
Okay.
Like, to me,
so
Chipper
I did
Jones,
solid.
Chipper Jones' face is up there, and don't tell me he's a nice guy. Who gives a crap?
He's a wonderful guy.
And clearly Roger Clemens. Those are definitely two towards the
Chipper,
top.
Chipper, Roger, Chase, who's the fourth?
Like, Yachty pisses me off for the home run.
Yeah, but it can't be the same level
Wayne
as Clemens.
Wright. You know, you want me to be honest with you?
Yeah.
And I know you're going to turn this into something it's not. Jeter's up there.
Derek Jeter's on your Mount Rushmore of hated baseball
players.
That
home run he hit off Bobby Jones.
Yeah.
That gives me, like, nightmares when I think about it. The flash bulbs going off, feeling good. We won game three.
How do you hate the guy for a clean play?
No, I get that.
And a play on
talent,
right?
Chipper Jones is the same thing, right?
Yeah,
isn't that
no,
the same thing?
True,
Chipper
true.
Jones never did anything
like, if you're
wrong.
Like, I hate Utley, Rocker, like those kinds of guys, maybe.
Well, that's why, you know what? I need to do a podcast on this. I got to narrow the list down. I'm not going to do it here. I'm going to work on this privately. I'm going to make an Evan Roberts Mount Rushmore of sports, of baseball. Should I stick with
baseball?
You know
what you should do? You should go on that famous Rico Bronya podcast and do it there. But hearing a lot of things about this Rico Bronya.
Been in the leadoff spot before this
What are you
year,
doing?
What's this?
What are you doing?
And he goes after the first pitch, way back left field, Derek Jeter. He's on and out. Goodbye, home run.
This is what you need to find.
Pitch homer for Derek.
Like, Big Mac was like, oh, I can't wait.
Now, hold on.
Can't wait.
Now, who? Don't listen to it again.
Yeah, I know the answer.
Who's the play-by-play
it's
guy
It's easy.
There?
You want me to tell you?
No, I want to see if they know.
It's easy.
Who is it?
Gary Thorne.
Are you saying yes or no to Gary Thorne?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yes, always be honest.
Yes, it is.
Play it again.
No, we don't need to hear it again. We've already heard it.
Yeah. Wait, actually, you know what? You're right. I'm not sure. Hold on. Let's just do it one more time just to really get a good feel.
That could be Charlie Steiner.
It could be.
Been in the leadoff spot before this year when Knobloch was injured in particular. And he goes after the first pitch way back left field. Derek Jeter, he's on and out.
Listen to the cheers.
That's Gary Thorne.
Yeah, that's in
definitely Gary Thorne.
Do you have the Sterling call? Because that would probably piss me off even more. Like, he probably had a heart attack after that home
run. Here's Jimmy in Jersey City on the fan. Jimbo, what's good, buddy?
What's up, my man, Greg and Evan? How you doing?
All good, kid.
What's up?
So they said Chapman has what, tendonitis for 20 years?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Hey, so Tim Anderson calls himself Jackie, right? So the play that happened at third base last time in Chicago, you know, he carried on.
The heart attack, right?
Jackie Robinson's supposed to be this happy guy, big smile and all that, having fun during the game. So Tim Anderson, you get slid into it's an accident. You push him off. You carry this ego, snarl, tough guy attitude with you from that series into Yankee Stadium. So now Donaldson sees you not being Jackie, so he has fun with you. He calls you Jackie. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, the problem is that, you know, the story's got different legs on it. And let me just make one point on the way that Jackie Robinson a kind of facial expressions and quote-unquote, oh, just having fun, that's being misrepresented. And if you do any just a little bit of reading and research on it, Jackie Robinson was advised that one of the way you can hurt your attackers the most is to pretend that their words don't bother you. So it's not that he wasn't having fun playing baseball. Of course, he loved the sport of baseball. But part of it was, I'm going to put forth an image that nothing they say gets to me.
Right.
And in doing that, I'm going to bother the hell out of them as opposed to reacting to it.
Well, what's interesting is I think Branch Rickey told
him. Because
there
were moments he wasn't having fun because it was so disgusting what was happening.
Early on, Branch Rickey told him, you can't respond. You can't respond. Late in his career, Branch Rickey went to him and said, now you can.
Sure.
And so for the last few years of Jackie Robinson's career, you didn't want to mess with him.
Correct.
Because now it was, okay. And he would
want
really,
some, come get some.
Yeah, he would give it back.
I don't want that narrative.
That's not how Tim said it, though.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
In fairness, what Tim Anderson was trying to say was baseball, and I think most of us agree with on this, but it's a lot of it's generational. You want to watch guys have fun. You want to watch guys smile, yes, flip their bat, enjoy the game of baseball. And the way I took it was, I'm going to be that guy that changes things. I'm going to be the guy, and it is changing, by the way. Here in 2022, we see a lot of fun. I mean, the hats that people put on after home runs, or
the jackets, all the different Blue Jays are wearing. All
that's having fun. So it was more of, I'm going to be the guy that helps change this.
I think that's great.
And that's what he meant.
Yeah, okay. So, because that narrative started getting legs. I'm like, well, you guys misread that whole situation. You know, that was to try to, you know, to really tick off the racists that were giving him a hard time.
And Yankee fans, Tim Anderson's a free agent at the end of the year. And Anthony Volpe.
Don't start that. Are we doing that now?
Anthony Volpe's hitting like 180 in the minor league. So if you still want a shortstop, a really good shortstop, I present to you Tim Anderson.
And then it would make spring training normal for Donaldson. Just another Yankee he's got to talk to.
That's it. Just another one. Hey, sorry for anything that happened in the past.
877. We just want to win.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.